This is Leo for actualized.org, and in this quick self-help segment, I'm going to tell you how to motivate yourself. Okay, welcome back. So let's crack into this topic of motivation. And I have a lot of videos about motivation, so I'm going to cover different aspects here. I've got a video already that talks about the distinction between intrinsic, extrinsic motivation. In this video, I really want to come at this from the angle of how to motivate you. How do you get to motivate yourself more? So it's one thing to watch a motivational video. It's also another thing for somebody to be kicking you in the ass, like your boss or your parents or even me, giving you instructions or giving you drive, basically. But it's a totally different thing to be self-reliant and to be generating this motivation within yourself. So let's talk a little bit about what is involved there. So let's, right at the beginning, create this distinction between really two levels on which you might want motivation. So you might be watching this video right now, and you might be looking to motivate yourself to do what I would consider a chore or some sort of like side activity in your life. So what might that be? That might be maybe you have trouble going to the gym, so you want to motivate yourself to do that. You have trouble with your diet, so you want to get more on track with the diet goals that you have. Maybe you have trouble starting that report that you need to do. Maybe you have trouble getting yourself motivated to do the taxes or do some sort of chore around the house or some chore for your business, whatever. So those kinds of things. There's that kind of lack of motivation. And then I would say there's a much deeper lack of motivation. This is a much deeper problem, is the problem of lack of direction in your life. When you feel like your whole life is just slow, your whole life doesn't really have much energy or zest behind it, feels passionless, feels like it's really not going anywhere. You feel like you're just kind of in the doldrums. You're like a ship that is in the middle of the ocean with no wind around. It's just dead quiet and you're not going anywhere. Sail ship with no wind around. You're not going anywhere. So that's a lack of direction. So these two are connected. So we can't just draw a clear-cut line and say that certain activities are just chores and other activities are related to the direction of your life. All of it is your life. So in some sense, this distinction is tenuous and arbitrary, but I think it can serve some use. So we'll make the distinction, but the point that I want to make to you right now is that if you're actually having problems getting motivated to do things in your life, like maybe you're having trouble getting to work on time, maybe you're starting to notice that you're just not putting in as much effort into the work that you used to, maybe you're starting to notice that your gym routine, you're just falling off track there, or your diet, you just can't get yourself engaged to get your diet cleaned up. This might actually be a sign that you have a larger problem. And the larger problem here is that you might be doing a bunch of little things that you think are important, that you think are necessary, that you think you could not live without, and you don't even imagine what your life would be like if you stopped doing them. But you think they're so important, and in fact, they're not. So what this is a misalignment with your authentic self. So your authentic self wants one thing, and your, let's say, conditioned self, your socially conditioned self, or maybe even your lower self, or your subconscious mind, or just the routines that you've been running on, they are pointing you in another direction. So very obvious example of this is maybe you have a dream of becoming an artist or maybe a musician. And that's something that you're really passionate about. And you do this on the side. So maybe you play a little bit of guitar or piano or compose some music, let's say, on the side. And then you have a 9-to-5 job, your real job that you do. Now, if you're starting to lack motivation at your 9-to-5 job, but what your real passion is the music stuff, then you can see what's really going on here. The solution for you is not to receive a tip from me for how to get more engaged with your shitty, unengaging 9-to-5 job. The ultimate solution there, I hope you can see this, is that you got to take a look at what you're really passionate about. The problem is that you're passionate about music. That's what you really want to be doing. So when you're at your 9-to-5 job, you're so eager to get home and play around with your music and do some composition there, maybe interact with your little fan base that you've got going on online or whatever, that's what you're really excited about. And the rest of your day and everything else that you're doing is just a distraction from what you really should be doing, which is your music composition. But your life is so inverted, it's so fucked up, that the thing that is your passion, that is supposed to be your motivator in life, is like buried deep beneath the surface. And really what you've got is you've got a bunch of activities that you're doing that you think are important, that you think are holding your life together, but are really not important. And this will be a big transition for you, is when you can make the shift and finally realize and then start to actually realign your life so that the thing that's on the bottom becomes the thing on the top, and the stuff that's on the top right now maybe just completely dissolves or gets reprioritized to the very bottom. So I wanted to get that out of the way. So this is a much deeper topic that we'll go into. This is really finding your life purpose, how to get on track with it, such a deep topic. I'm not going to cover that here. But I just wanted to say that because it's important that if you're struggling with motivation, those can be very powerful signs from your highest self. And your highest self can be a very subtle influence in your life. It can be a very quiet, mellow kind of voice. Very subtle, very subtle. What your highest self does is your highest self will tell you little whispers in your ear here, a little whisper in your ear there, will tell you what you should be doing. But that can very easily get drowned out by the overall noise and volume of your day-to-day activity. So you have to be conscious of that. And I don't want you to be fixing a deep motivational problem by covering it up with some little technique. That's not what we're about here. We're looking for root solutions, root causes, and then solving those permanently, not putting bandages over that and just bandaging it for a little time, because it's going to come back to bite you in the ass. So let's move past this point, though, and really talk about how you need to motivate yourself, what it takes to motivate yourself. So to motivate yourself, you really need to have a big goal, vision. I talk about vision in many other videos. I've got videos where I share my own vision. I tell you more about vision. But here I'm just going to say you need, and this is when I say vision, I mean literally, you need a picture in your mind of what you want. You have to want something. By definition, that's what motivation is. It's a drive towards something. It's an impulse. It's motive, motive meaning motion. To get into motion, you need to be moving towards a point, towards a destination. You don't just get in your car and just drive around aimlessly. You go somewhere. You have a target in mind. Well, the same thing with your life and the same thing with every subdomain of your life. So if we're talking about motivation, for example, for losing weight or getting into shape, well, you need to have a picture of that. A picture. It needs to be vivid. And I know what a lot of you do, because I used to do this myself, and I still do this to some degree, but we really discount that. We discount the value of the picture. And we just say, I just want to be fit. But that's a very vague image of what you really want. And it's also probably not very ambitious, not very compelling. So your picture needs to be vivid. Your picture needs to be specific. Your picture needs to be ambitious. If it's ambitious, you're gonna feel like, wow, if I accomplish that, like that will be cool. That will be something worth accomplishing. For example, when I started going to the gym, my vision for myself was to drop 65 pounds. That's a really drastic change. My vision for myself was to change my whole relationship with nutrition. My vision for myself was getting into amazing relationships and having amazing sex. Those were powerful motivators for me. And without those, I guarantee you that I could not have done it. I lost 65 pounds in about 5 months, working really hard towards it. But the only reason I could do that is because I had that picture. I had the end in sight. This is really important. So once you've got that, whatever it is you're working on, right now, if you want, you can pause the video and come up with a picture. The best way to do this is to actually get a piece of paper and write it out. Write out all the little details that you imagine yourself having and wanting and what this will produce for you. And You can even literally start drawing little pictures, little diagrams. So you can literally, for example, if you want a six-pack, actually go and draw a little picture, a little stick figure picture of you with a six-pack. You won't believe how powerful just that little technique can be right there. So you've got your vision, let's say. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to put this into the larger context of your life. Too many times we come up with a vision and then we don't really see how it actually affects and ripples through our whole lives and into the future too. So this is called kind of future projection. You project forward. So picture yourself. Picture yourself being fit. Picture yourself being able to eat clean foods without having to guilt yourself. Picture yourself never having to worry about what you're eating anymore. Picture yourself free of all the negative emotions. Picture it and actually try to like live into it a little bit, feel it. And imagine to yourself what that will look like projected 1 year into the future, 2 years into the future, 5 years into the future, 10, 20 years into the future. What's your life going to look like if you put this thing into place? If you actually realize this, if you work your butt off and you make it happen. And then, of course, the flip side of that is to picture what will happen to your life if you do not take action and you do not pursue this goal and you do not keep yourself motivated. What's going to happen to your health a year from now if you do not follow through and clean it up, clean up your diet? What's going to happen to your body 5 years from now if you don't go to the gym? What's going to happen to your performance at work? What's going to happen to your sex life? What's going to happen to your relationships? What's going to happen to your marriage? What's going to happen to your relationship with your kids when you don't have the energy that you want to anymore? What's going to happen 20 years from now when all of a sudden you get hit with some sort of cancer diagnosis or heart disease, diabetes, or something else like that? Project those things and make them vivid. This is kind of a mind fuck that you run on yourself because you have to go into your own head and do this work. And it's good to sit down and do this once to get a really powerful effect going. So maybe dedicate 30 minutes, 60 minutes to write out your vision, maybe even picture a little bit, draw little stick figures, really think about it, decide what you want, get yourself really soaked into that vision, feel it, visualize on it. It's good to do that once, but I guarantee that's not going to be enough. To really motivate yourself, you have to do something to reconnect with that vision on a continual basis. I guarantee that if you've done visioning exercises with other books or other self-help gurus that have shown you this stuff, the reason that maybe they haven't really worked the way that you wanted them to or the way that it was promised was because of this last point, is that you're not reconnecting with that vision on an everyday basis. This is so, so, so critical. So this is why, for example, I advocate journaling. Journaling is very powerful to help you do that. I have other videos that talk about journaling. I also advocate visualizations and affirmations and meditation. So there's lots of different techniques. For you, what I want you to decide right now, because chances are you already have a goal, maybe you even already have a vision of what you want to accomplish, what you want to motivate yourself towards. And what you have to start doing, commit for the next 30 days, do the following. Commit and decide right now what activity or habit you're going to put in place that's going to reconnect you with that vision. What's it going to be? Is it going to be looking at that vision document every morning for 5 minutes? That can be effective. Maybe it's that. Is it going to be thinking about it in the shower? But you have to make sure that you actually are thinking about it in the shower. So have some sort of reminder there when you're in the shower that you're going to be thinking about it while you're showering. Or is it going to be talking with somebody? Maybe you have a buddy or a friend who's also into doing what you're doing. Maybe a gym partner, a business partner. And you will commit to spend maybe just 5 or 10 minutes every day talking to that person about what you're trying to accomplish. Maybe it's going to be your mom. Maybe it's going to be your dad. Maybe it's going to be your brother or your sister or your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whomever. But you have to be specific here. So sit down, identify what is going to be that thing that is connecting you back to that vision again and again and again. I'll give you a really quick example. For example, for me, when I was really hitting it hard at the gym, even after I lost all my weight, then I started doing weightlifting and just for bodybuilding purposes. And I wanted to get a six pack and I just wanted to put on some nice muscle Mass, and what I was doing there, what really got me motivated, I had the original vision, like I said, but then, and this was so powerful, but so simple too, is I just started flexing in front of the mirror every day. Before I went to the gym, I would literally take off my shirt. This sounds vain, but this works. This is what you have to do. So this is why I'm actually sharing this example, and it's good, is that it sounds silly and vain, but this is important. Literally take off your shirt and you flex in front of the mirror before you go to the gym, and then you come back from the gym after you're done with your exercises, and you flex again. And you look at yourself, you see where's the muscle growing. Like for me, that was powerful, because a couple of weeks would pass and I would see like bigger biceps, bigger chest, and I'd be like, yeah, that's fuck yeah, that's motivating, right? So this is what it takes. And this is just an example with physical body. So if you're a bodybuilder, you should be doing this. If you're not doing this, you're missing out on so much potential motivation. Now, but think about the equivalent of that to your business. Think about the equivalent of that to improving your relationship. Think about the equivalent of that to anything else that you want to get motivated on. That's what you got to do, is you literally have to do this flexing exercise. A lot of times when I'm shooting these videos and I'm putting them up online and I'm creating my business, I'll just take time at the end of the day to kind of sit back and just kind of soak it in, soak in the work that I did. To me, that's motivating. That's inspiring. That's like, oh, damn, yeah, I really like what I did right there. That was cool. It's me reconnecting to my vision. And it triggers me to think about, okay, so I got this piece into place. What's the next piece, right? What's the next piece? And that's what visioning is about. It's an ongoing process. So this is really the core of how to get yourself motivated. If you actually take action on this, I guarantee you're going to have some really big improvements in your motivation levels. All right, so this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off because this was a quick little segment. I don't want to spend too much time here. But before I go, a couple of important points. Please comment. Of course, like this and share this so the word spreads around. That's why I release this content for free. And then, of course, if you're interested in motivation, man, that's one of my favorite topics. But also other related topics like life purpose, how to really master your psychology, how to understand who you are, how to really align yourself in such a way that your whole life is just supercharged and motivated. How to stay on track with all that, because it's one thing to do it once. It's another thing to actually keep your life going and going and going and going, right? How do you do that stuff? That's what I'm so passionate about, is figuring out all the little techniques, tricks, strategies, mindsets, and sharing those with you. So go to actualize.org and sign up to the newsletter here, because you're going to get all my free weekly updates. You're also going to get some nice bonuses just for signing up that are exclusive that you can't find anywhere else. A 19-part video series about busting your top limiting beliefs. And you get a chance to win 2 hours of free coaching with me, which I give away every month to one of my subscribers. So check that out.